You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore.
I'd like to help you catch it, it's a really weird word, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window, so I'm shouting through the war, and I'd like to give you information, asking for what blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. This is Dave Hodges, your host, and again, we are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time, 50% down and 50% to go. That's my estimate. Well, we have a good hour for you coming up. We have a couple of people who I really like. I mean, this next gentleman, Ronnie McMullen, who's on, founder of GetTheTea.com, and you'll hear an ad in there for this. I got to tell you, this guy is well-versed on a number of topics. He used to do radio, and I think he should go back to doing radio. He's really good. And then you're not going to believe your ears in the second half of the this hour when we play the tape from Gary Haven. Had to pre-record both, particularly Gary Haven, and you'll hear why we had to pre-record it. It'll be real, real clear. And we're going to try to do a few more of these because I can get people on from Europe, people who know about Deutsche Bank, if I do pre-records because they just don't want to come on when it's 3 a.m. their time. Imagine that. They don't want to do that. Anyway, Todd, we're going to go ahead and we'll start the pre-record on Ronnie McMullen, and I think you guys are going to enjoy what Ronnie has to say. Hi, this is Dave Hodges, and we're back, and you're listening to The Common Sense Show. And on the line with us is Ronnie McMullen, and Ronnie and I are going to have a series of conversations over the next several months regarding current events. We appreciate his point of view, and we're really glad that he can come on with us and share his perspective on current events. Ronnie, if I'm not mistaken, in days gone by, you were once a talk show host.
Yeah, I was, actually 12 years worth, so it was fun. I just got tired. Yeah. I know what it's like to be on the wall, so you guys are on the wall telling what's going on, so, you know, my hat's off to you.
Well, I'm on 9, working on 10 in Ooh. Terms of years, and I've been writing now for about 12 years, so yeah, and you know what? There are weary moments, no question about it.
Yeah,
and I have to tell you, Ronnie, and I said this the other night on my show, the most fun I ever had in my life is when I was a college basketball coach. I mean, that was my most fun job. And I know it sounds so terribly mindless.
No,
but I love the competition. I love the young men I worked with and how I could help them move on to the next level with their life. And I mourn for the days I did that. But this was a calling for me, so yeah, I just kind of fell into this because my community was being victimized by the Central American Free Trade Agreement. They were trying to kick us off our land without compensation so they could put a major highway through called the Canamex, and that's how I got involved in this. And there's no turning back now. I mean, my die is cast, and I'm unemployable in many circles because of my politics now and because I don't drink the Kool-Aid, and I would imagine you probably went through some of the same challenges, didn't you?
Yeah, if you're not one of them, you don't fit. And I do understand the whole basketball thing because I used to do a lot of desert racing on motorcycles. And, boy, that was some of the best times, you know. And all of a sudden you get into what's wrong with the world and you realize there's a lot more wrong than you think. And it's like a domino effect. You go, okay, let's fight this war. Okay, let's fight this war. And pretty soon, oh, my gosh, I need more men because there's so much going on. And I always call them they and them or the bad guy, but they're always trying to push the limits. And you just kind of wonder, is there anything good out there? It just gets kind of crazy, but it does. It gets a little tiring.
No, there's no question about that. And you know, I wake up every morning and there's so much to write about and to broadcast about. I just kind of look up at the sky and say, God, tell me, what do you want me to do today? I remember when I started in this and my popularity started to increase, my wife said, I hope you don't run out of things to write about. We laugh about that now. It's just,
A true talk show host and a true author never loses words.
Or, and in this volatile world, we don't lose storylines, that's for sure.
No, not at all.
Because we live in crazy times, and we're living through, I think, what might be the craziest time in American political history. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. This political scamming is mind-blowing. I've never seen it. I like to brush up against some of the more mature men that have been out there a little longer than I, and they just shake their heads. They don't even know what to say about this. I mean, we're getting to a point where what's happening next? And I think this is a point where they and them, I mean, as you know, most of the major talk show hosts, they have a name now. They've actually named themselves on major media, mass media, as called the establishment. They're not the government. They're not the leaders. They're not the politicians. They're called the establishment. And they have no problem being called that. That is completely, I mean, absurd. I've never seen such a thing. How about yourself?
No, I've not seen that either, Ronnie. And when they call themselves the establishment, what I think they're really saying is we're the ultimate authority and power. We're above the government.
Yeah, and really, in my opinion, they're also saying they're above God.
Well, there's no question. I mean, when we look at this, I've said this many times. Steve Quayle and Doug and I have had this conversation, and I think you and I are about to, that this is ultimately a fight between good and evil.
Yes. And, you know, I think it's interesting. We have to have evil because that makes the good shine, but sometimes you, at least for me, I'll speak for myself here. Sometimes I go, are you kidding me? You know, more? Isn't there any light here? I mean, it's getting crazy. I mean, because, you know, I look at both the presidential candidates and, you know, I obviously sway to Trump, but it's not like I would not handpick him for the job. So you kind of go, this is what we get, and this is the best out of the two. And if we have Hillary, we are done. And if Barack Obama stays in office, we are done. So, I mean, it's kind of like Russian roulette.
Interesting choice of words, given the threats that came down against America today in two theaters from the Russians. Get out of our way or we're going to attack you. But, yeah, sticking with what you're saying here, there's no question. I look at Donald Trump as a poor man's Ron Paul. I don't see him as being polished. Ron Paul was polished. Ron Paul was so professional, and he really, his heart was in the right place. And I think Donald's heart's in the right place, but Ron Paul let's put it this way, he would have eviscerated Hillary Clinton in the first debate, which, you know, Trump failed to do.
He knew what to say and when to say it, and Trump is like a beginner. And, you know, I kind of like his heart. You know, he's kind of what I call naked. He just lets it all out. But then you kind of just, you know, so many people are saying, Donald, if you just shut up, you might win this thing. Just shut up.
Yeah, just stick to
just
the
be
issues.
Quiet. Just quiet. Just don't get, because Hillary lays a trap and then it's like, you know, and he always bites on it. Every single time he bites on it and he gets mad, he gets angry. And people don't want their leader to have anger tantrums. They don't. It scares them.
Well, that's exactly right. And people want someone who's composed, in control, and they can roll with the punch, because we know that politics at that level, you're getting hit from all sides, so you can't lose your balance.
Well, and I see Hillary, and you know, her health... There's a segue. Her health alone, there's no way she's going to make it through a four-year term, even if she was elected. And, of course, they and them, you know, the bad guys, they want her in office. I don't think she can make it. I think she has some huge health problems, neurological problems, and this is not something that you can put a couple pills in her and she's ready to go. So I think we're in a real place right now, and of course I always kind of watch some of the films that come out, because usually they and them tell you what they're going to do to you through film. And there's even a show out there, I forgot the name of it, but it basically states that it kind of shows that Michelle Obama might be the president.
Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, and this is just a TV show, you know, it's just a TV show, but you kind of wonder. Because, you know, when anybody says Barack Obama's staying in office, and of course that would happen obviously under a martial law situation or some kind of executive order, But I think the jig is up. I think something really wild's about to happen. Obviously, we have the big storm coming in Florida, and obviously this Russian stuff. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, we are in a place where everybody's just kind of sitting tight, and that's not even counting the economy with the Deutsche Bank and the economy about ready to fall again, worse than 2008. So, I mean, we talk about a time for prayer.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the economy. One of the things that's totally being ignored in our media but can't be ignored is the fact that Deutsche Bank is already in the throes of a collapse. I mean, they've laid off over a quarter of their workforce. And the biggest thing, though, Ronnie, is their credit swap derivatives debt, which is intertwined with every one of our Wall Street banking firms, from Goldman Sachs to Bank of America. And this is not being discussed in our American media. But if they go down, Bank of America and Goldman Sachs and the rest go down.
Yeah, this is like Lehman times 100. So I really think, you know, and this is just my thoughts. I mean, I could be so wrong here. But I don't think they want the economy to go, not just yet. They're not ready. So they're going to try to hold it up and do what they've done, just like they did in 2008. We're not ready. Let's keep this going. But it, you know, it's all false. It's all, you know, a big show. So I don't think they want that to go. But if they need it to go, they'll get ready quick so they can make that the issue to get our eyes off of what's going on with the election. So it is very much, you know, it's kind of like you just almost got to take a step back and just see how the cards are going to fall, because they're going to fall. We have no control over this. I mean, I wish our vote counted, but I sense that it doesn't. And so it's just... the only thing that's really going to count is if the people get completely upset, and that's part of what they want too, but I don't know if they're ready for it yet.
Oh, they don't want us in the street with 300 million handguns. I used to think that. I used to think everything they're doing was provocative, and they want a revolution so they can squash it once and for all.
Mm-hmm.
But I no longer believe that, because I look at the fact, and Ronnie, you should see my emails. In fact, I'm actually going to start writing stories with just compilations of emails. I get four or five emails a day from reliable-sounding people who tell me about the foreign troops they're citing inside their communities. And I mean, some of these people are like Paul Martin from Revolution Radio. I mean, this guy is a great source. He's reliable. But then it's just the guy next door. Dave, I'm a bartender in Leadville, Colorado, and nine Russian soldiers were in my bar, and they've been there for the last week, and they're talking about martial law training.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a lot of foreign soldiers. When I lived in California, there's a lot. All they did was train foreign soldiers on our land. So why? Why? And this is, I think a lot of this goes back to many years ago when we studied, they were basically training foreign soldiers to do the work that they and them want done, because they went to their own troops in 29 Palms and said, hey, if a citizen gets out of line, will you take their weapon? And they did a little, piece of paper to say, hey, would you or would you not, just don't sign your name, what would you do? And it was like 70-something percent said they would not take a weapon off of an American. So, you know, under these circumstances. So to me, when they saw that, they said, no, they wouldn't do that, but we could do somebody with Russia or China or whatever that is in maybe some white uniform and get them to take the weapon. So America has weapons, and they've been trying very hard. Obama's done his very hardest work to try to take our weapons, and it's not worked. You're not going to take our weapons. There's too many good old boys that are not going to let go of that trigger.
No, I could not agree with you more. That's exclusively the reason that they're here.
Yep.
And they're also, I wrote an article about this morning that has gone viral, and I talked about the fact that multinational forces are in Colorado training for guerrilla warfare. And people say, well, that sounds outrageous. When you read the article, it's not. And when you look at the sources, it's not. Mm-hmm. And they know that the military is going, in large part, going to defect, and they'll have to fight a guerrilla war to survive. And I think this is what the establishment is practicing for. Well, we're talking to Ronnie McMullen. And Ronnie, I want to take a break here very quickly before we return to our conversation. But you have a vested interest in health products, and this is something that we like to bring to the Common Sense Show, are products that people can use. You know, we have Bob Griswold with prepping, and
We have Steve Quayle, you know, with Renaissance Precious Metals and Gold, and converting your soon-to-be worthless cash into precious metals. So we try to promote people and products who are offering services and products that will be of use to our listeners and to our readers. And I think your product, it fits right into that genre. Let's talk about the tea a little bit.
Well, first of all, I started this company many years ago because health was starting to fail. I was not good at what I ate or what I did, watching my health at all. You know, exercise was, you know, when I was real youthful, I had a lot of exercise. But then when you get older, get married, have kids, you know, you just kind of get this, I used to call it an L60 around your waist, and that was your spare tire. And so that wasn't good for me. So with all of that, and then, of course, you know, all the stuff that I was researching and seeing that, oh, my gosh, this all this negative work, it just brought me down. And I found this tea, and it just was a beautiful thing what it did. It cleans your colon. It gives you energy. It makes you feel better. And I watched, you know, I lost 25 pounds in 3 months. I was like, oh, this is beautiful, never changing my diet. So I said, this is it. I love this thing. And, of course, I had a few other issues, which it was helping with those issues as well. So I got a hold of the doctor, and we formulated, and now we have Life Change Tea, and it's a beautiful thing. And from there, I've spawned more supplements, and I go after, how do I say it, intruders. I'll use the word intruders because people are listening. And I go after things that harm our body and different diseases, and I try to get it naturally. So all of our stuff is GMO-free. All of our stuff is organic, if it can be organic. Some of the extracts cannot be. But they're still organic, but they just can't have the label. And we go after things. And, like, I have a new product, and it's called Ali-C. And what it does, it's garlic. And it has, it's equal, the one pill is equal to 34 to 40 cloves of garlic, except you don't stink like garlic. It doesn't come out your skin. And let me tell you something. If you have blood pressure problems and you have, you know, different things going on with your blood, let me tell you something. This is a rocker. It took my triglycerides over 200 and dropped it to 140 in 6 weeks.
That's incredible.
So you can, and all natural. All natural. You don't stink like garlic in it. And so it's a wonderful product. So anyway, long and the short of it, these products I get excited about because, you know, when we get on these shows and we talk about, okay, how are we going to combat the establishment? Well, if we're sick, we're a part of their system. If we can do it naturally, I mean, sometimes we need our doctors, we need pharma, and I understand that. But if we can do it naturally and we can get well, then we can stand up and take our battles on that we need to take on. And we need to stand up for our freedom because our freedom's being squashed. And so to me, health is a huge issue. And of course, Obama knew it. And the Clintons really, this is not Obamacare. This really should have been called Clinton Care because that's when it was started back in the 90s. But see, we were strong people then and we said, no, we don't want this. We want our system that we have now. So it got ousted. And here it is again in different clothes called the Obamacare, which is not health care. It's stealth care. It's stealth to get you in the grave. So it's really important for us to pay attention to our diets and to our bodies and listen to what our body has to say. And we can do it naturally if we really try.
Well, we're going to come back at the end and repeat this as well. But I wanted to give you an opportunity here to tell people how they can get your product.
You can get it at getthetea.com. We made it really simple. Getthetea.com. And you can order there. You can see all the products. We always have specials. So a lot of people have budget problems, and I understand all of that stuff. So we have specials. We have all kinds of good stuff there. And everything is explained. Everything is explained so that if you go, well, what is Ali-C? It'll say right on it what it does, blah, blah, blah. And the same with the tea. What? How many herbs are in there? It'll say it right on there. So we don't want anybody in the dark. It's not like some magical sure. product. This is we want everybody to see what's going on.
See, that's right in the spirit of the kind of advertising that we try to attract. And Ronnie, I have to tell you, and I'm not trying to sound arrogant and aloof when I say this, I turn away probably 80% of the advertising deals that come our way because I don't think they benefit our listening audience or our reading audience. Yet this is a product I know that comes highly recommended, and I've just had people rave about this. And I've tried your product too, but I will tell you, it can clean you out if you're not eating healthily. Well, we're going to return here, and we'll give you another chance to the listening audience to get the information on where to get Ronnie's fine product. But Ronnie, I want to ask you something. I want to prevail upon your knowledge as a talk show host and someone who's adept at handling these issues. Is there going to be an election?
Boy, you know, Dave, that's the million-dollar question. Is there going to be that's a million-dollar question. I'd say 50-50 shot. That's my gut talking. 50-50 shot. Because they and them, we'll call them the establishment because they like that name. The establishment wants something to happen. But I don't think they want the worst of the worst to happen. I think that if they could handpick, they want something big enough to maybe throw the election off, but not big enough to change, you know, everything that we know today. So, like an economy collapse, I don't think they want that. I really don't. I don't think they're prepared. This is what I used to say when I was on radio. There's more of us, we'll call ourselves the good guy, there's more of us than them. So anytime that you become fearful, like, oh my gosh, they're taking over, and you know, foreign troops, and there's so much bad news. But anytime you think like that, you just have to realize that if they're going to have tanks, or they're going to have military cars, or they're going to try to take your gold, or all the stuff that I hear, let me tell you something. There's more of us than there are of them. So they have to have them to run their bad system. And a lot of these people that work for the bad guys right now are going to defect. They're going to say, not doing it. And I think that's going to happen. So that's not going to make it all that much smoother, but it does give us hope.
It gives us hope if it doesn't spin into a civil war.
Well, that's funny you say that. I think there will be civil war.
You're not alone in that belief, my friend. Everyone I talk to in the independent media says, I'm hoping for the best, but my common sense tells me that we're headed for civil war. Do you know in Texas there's a drill that they're executing right now? It's called UX-16, Unconventional Warfare Exercises 16. It's a takeoff of Jade Helm 15. Mm. But instead of dissident extraction drills, what they're doing is they're practicing to go against American military units with foreign and American troops. And these American military units have defected, and they're fighting a guerrilla war. In fact, I have the BizOp ads that I published, and it calls for people to play American guerrilla role chieftains. I mean, that's the word they use, guerrilla role chieftains. And I look at this, and I go, wow, they already know there's going to be a civil war. And yeah, that's why the foreign troops are here, and this is what they're practicing for in Texas at four different military bases.
The thing that I look at is you have these people that are trained, and they are very trained. But when you get into that kind of warfare, and when somebody is being pushed on, it's funny their tactics and what comes out naturally. Meaning you can train and you can train and you can train, but if it's the wrong war, you've trained for nothing. And I really feel like if this is to come to pass, and I don't know, this could be another fear thing, but if it is to come to pass, the light will win. The good will win. There's more of us than them. So you got five trained military guys, but you got 500 guys that are saying you're not going to push us around. Who do you think is going to win that battle?
Exactly. Yeah, I agree. But do you know what's frightening, frighteningly accurate? Is go back to the 1980s. I believe it was, 1984, 1985? And you had Red Dawn. Sorry, I just...
Yes, yes,
brain
I remember that.
There. Red Dawn, can you believe Red Dawn, the original, is over 30 years old? But look how accurate it is for the times that we're living in.
It's very accurate. And again, film is how they tell you what they're going to do. Now, they wanted to see... That was kind of a film that they wanted to see what the public would say. They wanted to get the pulse, you might say, of the people by releasing that film. But they had key people that, you know, I don't know how far we go on the show, but a lot of key actors that are very involved with They and Them were in that movie. So they wanted a pulse on the people, and of course, they got exactly what they wanted.
And what do you think they wanted?
They wanted to see the reaction to the people. They wanted to see if they said, oh, this is crazy, this is just totally science fiction, or if the people actually thought this could happen. And actually the people thought this can happen.
Interesting. And I happen to agree. In fact, they came out with Red Dawn 2, you know,
yeah.
What, 7-8 years ago, I believe now. And I remember that they wanted the Chinese to be the invading force, and the government had a fit, and so they changed the invading force to North Korea. Well, 6-1, half dozen the other, because North Korea is a puppet state of China.
I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, what do you think of Red Dawn number 2 as predictive programming?
Let's do the pulse again. You know, yeah. How many times does a doctor take your blood pressure? You know, so they want to get the pulse of the people, and they use film to do it. You know, and you know, think of how many films we watched many years ago, and we go, "Oh, that's sci-fi," and now it's true. I mean, I remember as a kid watching a little cartoon called The Jetsons, where you looked at each other and talked at each other on this phone, and that was a cartoon, and we do it today.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and I was a kid.
Yeah, that's so true. I actually wrote an article that talked about the Star Trek technology that's been incorporated into mainstream society now. And it's, I remember people used to say during the Star Trek series, that I'm talking the original with William Shatner and Leonard Nimoy, yeah. When the automatic doors opened up to the bridge, people said, "Oh, they'll never have that." And now, now it's hard to find a store that doesn't have that.
Yeah, it's exactly the truth.
One of the things I wanted to mention to you, since we're talking about predictive programming in Hollywood, is the fact that there's a new series out. It's called Designated Survivor. Mm. And Jack Bauer, a.k.a. Kiefer Sutherland, is starring as the president. And the movie is premised on the entire government, minus a few people, totally wiped out. All the cabinet, the Supreme Court, Congress, the president, the vice president. In fact, they had to go down to the HUD director in the line of succession, the only surviving cabinet member. You want to talk about predictive programming in light of the fact that we're letting ISIS into our country?
I think the this is what I could be way wrong here. I'm just going to state what I feel. ISIS is built by other people. And it's real, it's happening, but you look at the terrorists, they're built by other people. I mean, you know, I don't know how far your show goes, but I believe the CIA is so deep into stuff.
Oh, we've done shows on that. I mean,
okay.
Hillary Clinton
right.
sat on the board of Lafarge that first
yes.
funded ISIS. Okay, so that's how far we go with that.
Well, they don't want ISIS, I should turn this around. They do want ISIS pulled down, because when you find out that Barack Obama's involved in it and funded them, then they don't want that to be known. So they're going to do whatever they can to supposedly take care of ISIS, to supposedly take care of the war on terror. But the Bushes, the Clintons, and the Obamas are all the same suits. So, you know, they're always covering each other's rear. So we are in some bad doo-doo here. But I still think... And maybe I'm wrong, I still think that good will prevail, which means, and I've heard this, it could be just rumor or it could be just hope or fantasy, but there are groups and organizations that have come together quietly, and they are ready to move on the establishment. And they are going to take care of issues if it gets out of hand. So we're going to see this very soon.
Yeah, I really appreciate these insights, because it's... Your insights, like so many others, are coming at us from so many different directions. The observations are undeniable, despite what we see in the mainstream media. Well, we've been talking with Ronnie McMullen, former talk show host, connoisseur of current events, as you obviously can tell. And he's also the president, founder, chairman of GetTheTea.com. And Ronnie, again, let's review the product very quickly and tell people how they can get a hold of it.
Well, the tea is the backbone of the company. I always tell people, start with a tea, and you can go from there. And it's at GetTheTea.com. You can call, and I would give you the phone number. But, you know, sometimes you're waiting, and the phone calls come in, and you might not get through. And you can always get on the web, and you can get there. And it's very simple. It's easy. It's friendly. You'll like it. Also, we have a YouTube channel, Health Matters Now, at YouTube, Health Matters Now. And that is just little 4 or 5 minute videos to kind of explain stuff for you, because we have a lot of products, and it would take too long to be on the show talking about these products. So start with a T, GetTheTea.com.
And I think it's a necessary part of everyone's survival package, too. I mean, it's not enough just to have food and water. We need to also have natural health care products, and that includes Get the Tea, because it's a cleansing agent. And over time, you're not going to be able to go get your bowel obstruction taken care of by a doctor if our society is in crisis. This is a way to take care of things like that naturally. Do you agree with that?
I agree with that. So much I agree with that, that a lot of times, obviously the tea you brew yourself, but there are some people that can't do that. So we develop a product called D365. We call it tea in a pill. You take one pill a day and it'll do the same thing. Not quite as much, but it'll do almost the same thing as Life Change Tea. We developed it for the military so they could just take this and be good to go. Because if you get bad stuff caught in your colon, you're done.
Talk about that for a minute. What do you mean you've given it to the military?
Well, I developed this product for the military so that basically, because the military, we have some military that buy the tea. And it's hard, you know, if you're in your own barracks and stuff, yeah, the tea's great. But if you're on front lines, you're not going to brew some tea out there fighting the bad guys. So I said, well, what do we got to do something here. So we developed this product called D365. It's Detox 365. And they can take one pill and boom, they're good to go. And this keeps everything in their colon moving, and they're not, you know, and this is also good for if they have parasites and garbage and stuff like that.
Sure.
This will remove all of that and make them feel beautiful. So that's where D365 came from.
Well, I can certainly see why the military would be interested in that, because when you're living off the land, I mean, you're going to get some things in your GI system that are undesirable. Well, Ronnie, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Again, you can get a hold of Ronnie's fine product, getthetea.com, and see the great product line he has available. Something for everybody. Ronnie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Dave.
Wow, was that interesting. And, you know, why did I not have Ronnie McMullen on before? Well, we're not going to make that mistake. We're going to have him back occasionally. And I talked to him off air after we concluded that recording. And the breadth of topics that he wants to talk about are phenomenal. And some of the things we've never touched on this show are not in a meaningful way. So we look forward to having Ronnie back on again. It's getthetea.com is his product. I thought it really interesting that he developed it for the Army. Wow. For the Army? I didn't think the Army was that far thinking. That's really intelligent of them. And I wonder what else they're doing health-wise that we're not knowing, because we should imitate it. Folks, when the poop hits the fan, no pun intended here, but when it does, what are you going to do for products? You're not going to be able to go to your doctor and get a prescription. Those days will be over. You better have natural health care. You better have people who know what they're doing, that you've bought from, and you know how to use these products, and you can maintain natural health just the same as if you were going to the doctor. The only thing you won't have are emergency services, and that's unless you're lucky enough to be near a nurse or someone else who might have some trauma training. But, I mean, in terms of maintenance of health, that's one thing that people don't include in their prepping, and that's something that I'm going to have to probably pay a little more attention to. Knock, knock, Bob Griswold. By the way, next week, Bob Griswold, Mike Adams, Doug Hagman, all here on the Common Sense Show. You're not going to want to miss it. Well, just a note to Todd here. Let me just preface this by saying the next interview you're going to hear is between myself and Gary Haven. And we had to do this on Skype for a number of reasons. Haiti isn't exactly the bastion of technology. And I just want to lay the framework here very quickly. Gary is spending his own money. You know, as of last Thursday, he had spent $12 million. That's right. And you've heard Gary on the show, right? Producer of Marageddon? Yeah, okay. That's Gary. And he is risking his life. His plane's been mobbed more than once. The only one to have covered that on the scene is Joe Biggs of InfoWar, and my hat is off to you, Joe. You're the man. Alex, thanks for sending him down there. It's part of the InfoWar's coverage of this. And, in fact, they did a video that I turned into an article yesterday, because I was so taken with what I saw. And you're going to want to hear there's going to be a foundation that Gary's going to mention where we can send money to support people. There could be tens of thousands of human beings dying down there while the Clinton Foundation's taken $2 billion and isn't spending a dime. They're supposed to be spending $2 billion on Haitian relief, and Gary's spending his own money, and the Clintons are nowhere to be found. All right, Todd, let's go ahead and roll that interview. All Hi, this is Dave Hodges, The Common Sense Show, and I'm bringing to you a special report with Gary Haven, the producer of Amerageddon, but he's not really producing movies right now. He's down in Haiti, and he's one of the few, if not the only, that's tending to the crisis that's going on in this beleaguered country. Hi, Gary. Thanks for joining us, and our time is short, so let's get right to the point. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah, hey, Dave. Thanks for having me on. I've been here in Haiti for about 10 days now. I came in as fast as I could. The hurricane had to move out of Florida. And I brought in three of my aircraft. And we have been feeding people, transporting doctors, medical, evacuating the wounded. And I want to give the American people an overview of what's going on, because they're not getting it from the mainstream media. And I'm going to talk about that in a minute. But the western peninsula of Haiti is about 100 miles long and about 15 miles wide. There's 1.4 million people that live on it. And those people, for the most part, 90% of them lost their homes. They also lost their crops, their fruit trees, their animals. And this was a part of the country that was producing for the rest of the country, and it's been literally destroyed. The cholera is beginning to start. And it's a very dangerous situation. What's interesting is that the U.S. military was here up until today, and they left. The U.N. has a couple of helicopters. They've been taking food out to people. My three aircraft are the only air ambulance for three of the cities to get the wounded out. Now, that's crazy. There's over a million people here affected. And somehow my three aircraft are doing a considerable amount of the load. They can't get the caravans and trucks in because they're being robbed by starving people with weapons. Yesterday they robbed an entire caravan. They put the driver of one of the trucks through the windshield of the car. It's violent. I've been delivering supplies in two small aircraft called caravans with turbine engines and a beechcraft I have. And the first day I went out there, the Brazilian Army was supposed to be providing security. And I landed and was surrounded by 500 starving people that mobbed the aircraft. And the cavalry kind of showed up, our own people, and I was able to get out of there okay. The plane was mobbed again yesterday because the crowd, knowing there was food coming to this isolated airstrip, has grown to about 4,000 people. And we ran five aircraft out there today, which had 7,000 pounds of food on it to try to stay ahead of it. But yesterday, it got pretty dangerous. One of my pilots was there, and he was texting help. But it all kind of worked itself out. I just returned from there where I was in the middle of 500 angry people. And by the way, there's no other help they're getting. And all of the food that I'm taking, I'm buying. I'm either buying locally in Haiti or from bringing it over in my aircraft from Florida. So this is a situation with over a million people with nothing to eat, no fresh water, no roofs on their homes. And the UN has a couple of helicopters. The U.S. military did a great job, but they went home today, which is insane. And it's just absolutely desperate. And, the problem is the mainstream media has ignored this story. And I believe they've ignored it because Hillary Clinton, the thief, the monster, is vulnerable here. And if the media comes, they're going to hear the Haitians call her a thief. And Dave, I've been feeding little children. Today, a 13-month-old baby came to the plane with his mom, and it had an eye problem, and the eyes were unable to be fixed. And I examined the baby myself and made arrangements to get it in a clinic because the woman had no money. And that's a repeat. I brought I air evac a 14-year-old little boy whose back was broken and put him into the hospital here. And by the way, the hospitals won't accept these patients if they're not paid for in advance. So I'm paying out of my pocket for all the people that I'm bringing in. I just unloaded a man with a severely lacerated foot. I brought in gangrene patients, a little boy with severe gangrene. I mean, the list just goes on. This is my 10th day. And the UN will not transport the wounded. The American services will not transport the wounded. And the local Haiti air ambulance on the helicopter can't go that far. It doesn't have the fuel. So my three aircraft is the only air ambulance out of these cities. And we're the only providers of food for the people up on this mountain. There's 5,000 of them. And it's wild, crazy. It's negligent. The mainstream media is at fault for not telling the story because they're trying to cover for Hillary again. So Hillary has not only stolen $2 billion from these desperately poor people, from these children, now the media is not covering the story so that she's not vulnerable here. People are monsters, Dave.
Let me just bring some light on this from a different angle. About a month ago, Gary, I ran a story about the earthquake, and the people in Haiti were saying that the Clinton Foundation had received billions of dollars to come in and provide restoration services in Haiti, and they just stole the money. And the Haitians were in mass saying this, and I had a YouTube video that I put up in company of the article. So you're saying now that essentially history is repeating itself and the Haitians are fully aware of what a criminal Hillary is?
Yeah, let me tell you how that is. I'm sitting at the airport, Port-au-Prince. I just landed for my third mission today. And there is no Clinton Foundation presence here. There is zero. And I'm in all of these, flying into all these towns every day, so I'm in a position to be an eyewitness to this. There's no money from the Clintons coming in for this disaster. And Dave, the Clinton Foundation today is raising money for Haiti when they have plenty of money that they've stolen already, and they're not sending a nickel here. There is no one here. Even these liberal do-gooders who are coming in. I took a doctor in to the Bush today from Connecticut. You know, I know she's a Hillary supporter, and she sat beside me in the co-pilot seat. And I very gently said, Hillary's collected $2 billion, and you notice there's no one here from the Clinton Foundation. There's no boxes of food. There's no aircraft. I said, do you realize that she has committed one of the greatest thefts in the history of the world against the most vulnerable people? And, you know, her eyes just kind of glazed over, and she couldn't accept that, that evidence. And we were literally flying over the disaster, and she couldn't fathom that her wonderful Hillary could be doing it to these people, and yet she was seeing it with her own eyes.
The cognitive dissonance among Hillary Clinton supporters is mind-boggling. Gary, I'm concerned about one thing, and I might be out of line in bringing this up, but the Clintons have a habit of leaving a trail of bodies behind. And I'm worried about you and your crew and the InfoWars crew that bravely came down and covered this. I'm concerned because they don't want the exposure. And I'm calling on the audience to keep you and all who are working with you in their prayers. But what kind of measures for security are you taking? Are you taking proper precautions?
Yes. I've hired local elite police forces to guard me while I'm here. Although, honestly, they don't go on a plane because we don't want to give up cargo weight to have them there. And, of course, at my home, I have security. You know, I looked in the camera with Joe Biggs, which, by the way, they did a great job. Tomorrow on InfoWars, they're putting all the coverage out. I was on with Alex Jones this afternoon. I looked in the camera, and I pointed at it, and I said, Hillary Clinton is a thief and a monster. And of course, millions of people are going to watch that tomorrow. You know, I really don't care. God has determined my day. And in the meantime, I'm going to fight these bastards with everything I can. And I've invited Donald Trump to come here, bring his plane in loaded with food. I talked to Kelly or emailed Kellyanne so we're trying to, this is a credible opportunity for Trump to expose Hillary. This is her underbelly here. This is $2 billion of evidence of grand theft from the poorest of the poorest in our hemisphere. So everybody that has any kind of influence on the Trump campaign, tell him, take one day, get down here and bring the media. this story is the untold disaster, and it's because, in my opinion, they're covering for Hillary.
Well, I think there's no question. I mean, this is the second go-around for the Clintons with regard to theft from the Haitian people. What's the government doing? Are they paralyzed? Or talk to me about what you're seeing with government reaction down there.
Well, there's a problem because if the government of Haiti declares a disaster, they lose authority, and the UN comes in without authority. It takes authority, rather. And so the Haiti government, in spite of the fact that they got 1.4 million of their citizens in severe, dire straits right now, has been unwilling to declare an emergency. So until they do that, the resources are limited. You know, the UN asked for $120 million for Haiti relief for this event, and they received $12 million. And by the time this thing's over, I'm going to probably spend that much of my own money and spend more than the UN, which is insane. I shouldn't be down here carrying this kind of a load. But I tell you what, if anybody believes that the government anywhere is there to help you, they need to come here and witness this. The governments of America, they brought in four C-17s today and yesterday, empty, to take out their equipment that's been here a week. I've got food I need to get here, and I'm having to fly it on one of my aircraft, which is timely and expensive. I need that aircraft in country for evac, and I'm having to fly my own food in because the U.S. government, you know, is sending in empty airplanes. It's corrupt. It's inept. And Dave, I know we don't have a lot of time, but I want to mention this. You know, my movie Armageddon is about an EMP attack.
Yes.
And how there's no power, there's no water, there's no fuel. I'm living it right now. I'm going out into these areas where these people have no electricity, no water, no food supply. I'm living my movie right now.
Wow.
And I think God sent me here partly to experience that so I can understand it. I tell you what, when I get home, I'm going to prep. You know, Hillary is going to bring us World War III with the Russians. We are going to have an EMP. And Americans, I wish they could see what I'm seeing here, because it is a terrible existence if you've not prepared for it.
This is, you know, it's funny. You just stole the words right out of my mouth when I said, if people want to know what it's going to be like to live in an America when we lose all services, economic collapse, EMP, World War III, you're seeing it in Haiti. I was just going to say that. You pulled those words right out of my mouth. This is such an important report. How many people, what percentage is estimated to be in danger of starving to death or dying of cholera or waterborne diseases?
Well, there's 1.4 million on that peninsula that was affected. And their roofs are gone. Many of their houses have simply blown over. Their crops are ruined. And these people were pretty self-sufficient. There are small animals, the goats and things that they survived with have been killed. The water has been contaminated. There is cholera breaking out right now. I'm overseeing some of the clinics that are dealing with just the beginning of cholera. And the roads are dangerous. They were destroyed. The only bridge out to the peninsula was destroyed. They temporarily rebuilt it. But the convoys are being attacked because these people are starving. So right now, it's just begun. There isn't enough food getting to them. It's hard. We're going to do airdrops out of my aircraft tomorrow, throwing food out the airplane to get it to people that are trapped on mountaintops. And I tell you what, I'm doing all I can. I got to tell you, it's amazing what God has given me to use to serve these people. The U.S. military left today. They're gone. This thing has just begun. These people aren't going to have food in a week or a month, or it's going to be 6 months before they can get any crops grown again. One of the things we're going to be doing in the next few days is delivering seeds so they can start planting again. But it is the hidden disaster of our time. There's going to be more people, in my opinion, that end up dying from starvation and cholera than happened in the earthquake, and that, of course, was a disaster. You know, they say that people are Haiti-weary, but, you know, it didn't matter. This is a tremendous need that we have to, we Christians have got to stand up and serve. And I tell you, if anybody's ever wondered if they can make a difference right now, you know, if they've got any medical skills, flying skills, or logistical skills, they need to volunteer to come over here. And, of course, donations. There's an organization I've worked with called FERHA. It's F-E-R-H-A, F-E-R-H-A.org. That's side by side with me. I've been supporting them for years since the earthquake. You know, I've been feeding 10,000 children here a day since the earthquake.
Well, Gary, let me ask you this question. How can people go about supporting? And he says F-E-R-H-A?
Yes, F-E-R-H-A, Foxtrot Echo Romeo Hotel Alpha.org. And they can go to their website and not only donate, but they can also volunteer if they've got skill sets that would be useful. And I tell you what, a lot of doctors and nurses and EMTs from all over America, on their own money, have come here, and I've been flying them out to the locations and bringing them back in, bringing them supplies. So I've gotten to know dozens of them. There's so many good people that have stepped up and heard the call that are here. So if anybody else feels called to do this, go to that organization and communicate with them, and we'll see what we can do to line you up with being able to know what to do once you get here.
Okay, I'm going to definitely, when we rebroadcast this, and the urgency is important, so just as a listening note to the audience, we're going to air this in the last part of our second hour on October 23rd, Sunday evening, but we are going to release this to let me look at the date here, Gary. We're going to release this on October 19th during the day. We're going to try to get a Facebook presence going with this. It'll be on thecommonsenseshow.com and beforeitsnews.com and scene.life and then the 1300 websites that tie into what I do. We're going to put this out preliminarily because I think time is of the essence. Don't you agree?
Yeah. And David, let me tell you about something else. We're flying these aircraft into narco strips. They're not designed for normal aircraft. We're overloaded. We get thousands of pounds of food and people. One of the airports is you go in one way and go out the other because it's so steep. You got to dodge a lighthouse, and then you hope the mob is calm and you're getting them enough food. And at noon today, and I want to make this clear, it was not me. It was not one of my three aircraft. But another volunteer aircraft crashed in the ocean, and they're looking for the people right now. So,
oh gosh,
this is the real deal.
Well, I'm certainly going to try to get this situation more life than we already have. I ran your email that you sent me with commentary on Sunday. This past Sunday, and it was well received. But this is more severe than I even imagined. Gary, we're almost out of time, so let me do this. I want you to give that organization's web address again, and I'll make sure I do my best to promote it.
It's pronounced FERHA.org, but it's spelled F-E-R-H-A, F-E-R-H-A.org, and you can go there. And we just got back from the field. I was surrounded by 200 people and a translator as we were working through the logistics of handing food out to people, because it's pretty tricky. You got to keep track of who's got food, you know, twice, and these people are desperate. And I tell you, I'm holding these little babies that the only food they're getting there is what I have bought and what I am bringing on aircraft. And we did 5 trips today to keep 4,000 people fed. And I tell you what, Hillary, in the Clinton Foundation, I wish you could see this, but I know you're a psychopath, and that you probably enjoy knowing that you can get away with this in front of the world, but you're an animal, and you're going to pay for this one day.
She's a fourth-degree coven witch, so this shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone. And, you know, Alex Jones, more than anybody knows this because he's interviewed Larry Nichols repeatedly on this. Well, Gary, I'm sorry, but we are out of time for this segment. But what I want to do is open the communication lines. Anytime we want to do updates, I'll put it on the website and circulate it just let me know, okay? And God bless you for what you're doing, and I pray for your safety.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate it. God bless you. See you, buddy.
Okay. Thanks, Gary. Well, this is why this show exists. People in need. You know, we're a country in need. You know, our government's been hijacked by very evil people. And interestingly, you know, I've gotten to know Gary fairly well since April. I've known him now for about 6 months, and we've talked on a number of issues. And I've never seen him angry. He's the most mild-mannered, even-tempered person I know. I mean, he wasn't mild-mannered and even-tempered there. And that piece he referenced when he was being interviewed by Joe Biggs of InfoWars, he said, I looked into the camera. It was chilling. It was, I mean, it's just, I had chills going up and down my spine when he was speaking to her, telling her how evil she is. And she is. And, you know, let me give out that address again, because I know that this audience is a generous audience. This audience cares about people. You've demonstrated that time and time again. The address that you can make a donation to or volunteer your skills if you're so inclined is F as in Frank, E as in Edward, R as in Randall, H as in Harry, A as in Apple, FEHRA.org. But on the site, it's a busy site, but you can navigate it. I mean, it's not that hard. But the people there need our help, and I think really it's our Christian duty, it's our human duty that we reach out to people in need. I just wonder who's going to help us, because what Gary said there was chilling, chilling, folks. He said, my movie Armageddon was premised on an EMP attack, and he said, I'm living through what it'll be like. It's scary. We're going to have him on when he... Well, he told me he's going to be there, definitely, so we'll definitely have him on if he's there for any extended period of time, and we'll get him on again, and it'll have to probably be a pre-record, because it's a difficult proposition to set this up. We had a heck of a time coordinating. It actually took us 2 days. So that interview is 4 days old, and we exchanged text messages all so briefly yesterday and today, but I'll be providing updates as they occur on our YouTube channel and on the website at thecommonsenseshow.com. Well, anyway, in the next hour, this is going to be so much fun. And talk about serendipitousness and synchronicity. This is really interesting, because the people of Haiti not only need our money and our supplies, they need prayer above everything else. And here to talk to us about prayer in the third hour will be Sheila Zielinski, and she has written a terrific book that she was kind enough to give me an advance copy of, that she has co-authored, on prayer and how to use prayer in different situations. So stay with us. We'll be back in hour number 3 with my good friend, Sheila Zielinski.